Call the July 23rd Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Bothard.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
This is excused.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mark.
Thanks. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of July 9th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. First item on the agenda is a public hearing for Matthew P. Schaefer, single-family residence, attached garage demolition and construction of a larger one. This will be a recommendation to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeal. Mr. Martinez.
Notices are by given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 23rd, 2020, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, after a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Matthew P. Schaefer for an area exception for the property located at 10525 West Oldwood Drive, tax key number 7950160000, lot 157, Mission Hill South, addition number 1. The subject property is on R3 Suburban State Single Family Resident District. The application requests an area exception from Table 15.3.0203 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 17%, 2,513 square feet, exceeding the R3 Suburban State Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standard of 15%, 2,279 square feet. For demolition of an existing single family residence, attached garage, and construction of a larger attached garage, which will increase lot coverage by approximately 2%. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15.10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
Very good. It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Eddy, I'm going to say this before we get into the public hearing. I always have an issue with these because we can never get a clear depiction of what the difference is in the size of the buildings based on the drawings that we get submitted from the applicant, based on what we require from the applicant. For example, if we go to this drawing or that drawing, either one, it doesn't really clearly show an average person looking at this who has an average interest of what's the difference. So maybe together working, we can figure out what we can ask the applicants for. That'll give a easier, this is what it is, this is what it's gonna be, kind of depiction in the future. So anyway, Mr. Eddy, you're gonna tell us exactly what the difference is here and what the applicant's looking for. Okay. In clear English language.
The applicants are essentially looking to replace a two-car garage with a two-car garage with a three-car garage. The area difference is about 300 square feet in the difference between the existing versus the proposed. But because of the limits on the overall impervious coverage of 15%, it doesn't take very much before you hit that maximum limit, and that's where they are. We should also note that earlier today we got a message from Alderman Mayer, who is the district alderman for this area, and he wrote in support of this application. The standard at play for the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals is that it has to comply with the standards of approval under 15-10.0209, which are all five of them have to actually be met. And mostly they have to deal with the standards basically are, is it going to be detrimental to anybody in the surroundings or impact anybody negatively? I don't know that we have had any impact assessment from the point of view of staff, but we're just looking for input from the Planning Commission and a recommendation to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals.
Okay, before I open a public hearing, I'll just do this. This is the existing garage right here.
Yes.
And then here's the house, right? Okay. I'm sorry, here's the house.
Yep.
And my illustration is this. Unless I knew this because I know these things, and I don't know this because I'm smarter than anybody else, I just know this from experience, right? And I know that this is the proposed garage. The average individual who has a passing interest, maybe I'm the neighbor over here. I'm sorry, maybe I'm the average. Maybe if there was a neighbor over here, I wouldn't be able to figure this out, is what I'm saying. Right, because I have no experience in this. So this is why I suggest that we find some way to do the term, draw this so that we know that this is the existing garage and this is what they want to add on to it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, all right. So this is a public hearing. With that, I will open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public wishing to speak on this matter? Is there any member of the public wishing to speak? Seeing no member of the public rise to speak on this matter, I will close the public hearing. Is there any questions from the members of the commission on this matter? Any members of the commission? Alderman Dander, do you have a motion on this matter?
I do.
Before we do that, the planning manager did mention an email in support from the alderman of the district. We'll enter that into the record. Mr. Alderman Dander, you have a motion in this matter?
I do. I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 17%, 2,513 square feet. Application requests an area exception from Table 15-3.0203 of the Unified Development Ordinance to exceed the R3 suburban estate single family resident district maximum lot coverage standard of 0.15 or 15%, 2,279 square feet for demolition of an existing single family resident attached garage and construction of a larger attached garage, which will increase lot coverage by approximately 2% for the property located at 10525 West Allwood Drive, lot 157 of Mission Hill South Edition Number 1 Subdivision.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion to recommend approval signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll move on to the second public hearing on the agenda, a special use application by Robert Setacase. This is for Mega Media Exchange, used merchandise store in the Garden Plaza Shopping Mall. Mr. Martinez, you have a meeting hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 23rd, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Robert Setacase, owner of NNX3 LLC Mega Media Exchange, for a special use under standard industrial classification title 5932, use merchandise stores, to allow for a movies, video games, and electronics buy-sell rental store, with the addition of a gaming lounge to this Franklin location, in which customers will rent gaming computers and systems in an interactive environment serving food and non-alcoholic beverages. Use with hours of operation from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. Upon property located Song B3 Community Business District, located at 6544 South Lovers Lane Road, Garden Plaza Shopping Center. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 1530701, General Standards for Special Uses, 1530703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 1590103, Applications for a Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and opens for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Eddy, you want to give us the highlights?
Yes. Basically, what the applicant is doing is leasing a space within the Garden Plaza Shopping Center, which currently is, I think, vacant. I think that portion is vacant, or is it? Fun Times is the current occupant of that particular space, and they are going to be taking over a new lease in that location. There you go. Which could include a gaming lounge. They're also going to provide for food and beverage service on the site, and people can actually come in and play on some of the consoles that they have available. Hours of operation are intended to be Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sundays 11 to 7. This is a request for a use under our table is classified as 5932 used merchandise store.
This is one of those that we've talked about.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so this is a public hearing. I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on a new owner and a change in name? Mr. Eddy. This is you and me. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. This back and forth with Heath and I is, this is one of those matters where we're changing the name on the building and the owner and a couple of things inside, but other than that, it's the same. And I've asked Heath to take a look at ways that we can make this a staff review and move on kind of thing, just so you all know. By the way, there's a really good pizza joint right next door, so if you're making your own, probably not a good thing. Questions from the commission? Mr. City Engineer.
Just a comment that for today for lunch, I did go up to the Greenfield location and talked to them, went inside, looked around. It's very full, and I admire the staff. So my concern was that this is going to be another blockbuster. In 5 years, it's going to be obsolete. But your staff was enthusiastic, and they felt confident that this is around to stay for a long time. So I think they convinced me. So just FYI.
Commissioners, anything else? Alderman Dandridge.
I'd like to make the motion then to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to operate a Mega Media Exchange store with the addition of a gaming lounge located at 6544 South Lovers Lane Road, Garden Plaza Shopping Center.
Second.
Discussion of the matter? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to recommend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Item three, a public hearing scheduled for a planned development district and a certified survey map for John Malloy. This is a division of a parcel in the business park. For Wisconsin Commercial 2015 LLC. Mr. Martinez, you have a meeting notice, a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 23rd, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by John J. Malloy, Managing Member of Wisconsin Commercial 2015 LLC for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 1530423 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 18, Franklin Business Park, to amend Section 1310 of Ordinance 93-1279 to allow the Community Development Authority to waive parking and driveway setbacks from interior lot lines of a property zone Plan Development District Number 18 when abutting another property zone Plan Development District Number 18, property located at 9750 South Oakwood Park Drive. This application is in conjunction with a proposed certified survey map to subdivide the property into two separate lots. The property, which is the subject of this application, bears tax key number 900001005. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 6223-7D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15902-00 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed draft ordinance is available and opens for inspection by the public in the city, in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Mr. Eddy.
Yes, this is a proposal. The current property is one lot. You can see it on the overhead screen. Two buildings are already built. The parking is already built, which is shared between the two buildings. The applicant has proposed to take that property and divide it basically in half and sell the southern portion of the property, the problem being that it would otherwise comply with other standards, except that under PDD 18, which is the Franklin Business Park, there is a requirement for a 15-foot parking and driveway setback from the property lines that are not abutting a public right-of-way. And in order to create this subdivision, they would need to be able to get a waiver from the CDA in order to be able to complete that subdivision. So this is simply a matter of giving them the opportunity to allow that waiver opportunity.
And just before this meeting, the CDA did do the waiver, so we have two business portions to this meeting after the public hearing. So with that, I will open a public hearing on this matter. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this PDD amendment and the certified service PDD amendment? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one in the audience and no one rising, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission? Question from the commission. CDA did recommend approval on both items. Yes, they passed the waiver contingent on the council passing it. Alderman Dandrea, you have two motions.
Yep, I do. On the public hearing, Plan Development District Ordinance Amendment, a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend 15-3.0423 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District Number 18, Franklin Business Park, to amend Section 13.10 of Ordinance Number 93-1279, i.e. 15-3.0423, (10), to allow the Community Development Authority to waive driveway setback from interior lot lines of a property zone planned development district number 18 when abutting a newly created by certified survey map property zoned planned development district number 18 and the property shared an existing driveway at 9750 South Oakwood Drive.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing no one interested in discussing that, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Dandrea.
Regarding the two-lot certified survey map, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being parcel 3 of certified survey map number 6566, recorded September 29th, 1998, as document number 7607434, in the northeast one quarter and the southeast one quarter of the northeast one quarter of Section 26, Town 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, County of Milwaukee, State of Wisconsin, located at 9750 South Oakwood Drive, Park Drive.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And a reminder that the waiver is also going to the Common Council from the CDA. Contingent on us. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.